Well, everybody, this show we're going to get into, well, what other than life cereal? That's something we figure we'd be talking about, Mike. Mike's here this week for Adam. We appreciate him spending time with us. And he brought his buddy Rudy along as well.
Sure did.
Let's get to that in a minute. But first off, LifeLock, everybody, ransomware attacks where they encrypt your data on a computer, then demand payment in exchange for the decryption key. This is craziness, and it's on the rise. And these attackers can find this stuff on the dark web, so they don't even have to be ransomware experts. They just pick it up on the dark web and bow. They aim it your direction, and all of a sudden they're demanding money for your data. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. That's why it's a good thing there is LifeLock. Identity theft is another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds, and you could miss identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. They detect a wide range of identity threats, even things like, say, your social security number for sale on the dark web. We got to protect ourselves. That's why LifeLock, right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for a new month of Adam's Monthly Nut. Get ready because March's shipment is one of the best nuts yet. You'll get 2 hand-rolled Mark Garagos-approved cigars, delivered in a custom wood box. A Did You Feed the Dog calendar, so you'll never forget to not starve your dog. A pack of Sabel's chocolate chip cookies. 4 custom Delta Fu shot glasses, so you can make the most of your day wasted. And of course, a bottle of your choice. The $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry. We will sell out. Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on. I am not Adam Carolla. I am Dr. Drew. Next to me is the great Mike Catherwood.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike, for being here, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure, man.
Mike and I did Loveline for years, and he very kindly came in here with Mr. Carolla. Previously had been unavailable, and again, here we are now. And so people love hearing from you, and thank you for doing that. I get lots of requests for you and Mike back. I want you and Mike back. I missed you and Mike. Blah, blah, blah.
That makes me feel good, man.
Yeah,
it's sure. It's always like it's an honor, but it's a bit intimidating to step into the Ace Man's shoes because, you know, that's a big standard to meet. But it's nice to know that people enjoy
You'll be fine.
Enjoy my,
You'll be
my
fine.
Filling
Trust
in.
Me. Thanks to today's sponsor is LifeLock.com, promo code Adam, TommyJohn.com/EDS.
Best underwear ever.
And 8sleep.com/love, LOVE. All right. So everything good in your world?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Hmm. How's the – you and I, Mike and I had a health and fitness pod for a minute. Is there anything hot right now going on? Because people are always –
Wait a second. Hold on. Before we continue, you and I had a health and fitness podcast for some time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's no longer.
I know.
Now I have one.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so let's give myself a nice plug.
I was going there, dude. So go ahead. Give it.
Mikey Likes You, mm-hmm. The best health and fitness podcast in the world.
Excellent.
And at Mikey Likes You One on Instagram and Twitter. So yes,
we M-I-K-E-Y?
M-I-K-E-Y mm-hmm. Likes You and the number one.
And
not
the Y-O-U, not the letter U?
Yes, Y-O-U.
Okay, I'm just saying. Just
like, you know, it's a play on.
Clarify it. I get it.
Mikey likes it. Mikey likes it. Yeah.
Get it. Did you notice now they have a new Life Zero commercial with a gender non-specific Mikey?
Oh.
Who likes it.
What is it? Is it she?
But
it's
barely.
Named Mikey.
I think it was Mikey. Help me out with that, guys. Have you seen that Life Cereal? Maybe find it, Gary. There's a Life Cereal ad out there, a new one with a kid liking Life Cereal, and it's questionably – it's sort of like, oh, it's a girl this time, same name. hey, gender is socially constructed. Mm. How are you doing that with your daughter? How are you? Your wife's a hippie, so
yeah. But my wife's not a hippie about that stuff.
How dare you? First of all,
meaning like my wife is actually really, really into gender roles.
Oh, she likes.
Yeah,
she's pushing.
Because, you know, it's weird. My wife's a weird case because she's definitely a real hippie, and she loves fucking. Treating illness with flower blossom and echinacea and shit like that. And but my wife's dad was a Czechoslovakian doctor.
Anesthesiologist.
So
was that the mom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who hunted and fished and you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And did not suffer fools. So even though my wife is off in the clouds many times, she also really likes traditional masculine roles and you do that and I do the female stuff and there is a difference and we embrace that, you know?
I wonder where the Europeans are with all the gender stuff.
It depends on what you're talking about European, because I believe – and this is – I'm not a sociologist, but from the reading that I've done, places like Scandinavia, they're kind of on course with America and Canada. Okay. Where they're really – pushing this new territory. Places like Scotland and Germany,
not so much.
they don't give a fuck what you know.
That's interesting. The more Caitlin egalitarian, the less rigid, the more open, the more they go that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And yet, my understanding is in Scandinavian, particularly, the more open the opportunity for women, the more they gravitate to more traditionally feminine roles.
It's true. I mean, I have always thought, at least. From what I know of particularly Sweden,
yeah.
I've always thought like the feminist, super progressive people can use that more as an example of when women are provided this ultimate level
of
egalitarianism, they resort back to oftentimes being mothers. You know, like
they go more in the direction of what we would call traditionally feminine roles.
Right, right.
They seem more interested in that, more relational kinds of career paths.
Mm-hmm. And as much as I'm sure in this studio at Corolla Digital, there's a lot of bemoaning about like the modern feminist movement. And I certainly have my problems with some of the ways it's been handled. But I do think that particular child rearing and how we handle it in this country, that's like one of the main areas where we can get better. Like the way we treat women around giving birth and then how we take care of them after, I don't think it's right.
I think I agree. We need to give them a wider berth. Mm-hmm. You'll permit me to use that word.
Pardon the pun.
To do their job and to do this and then pursue their career.
Yeah.
Part of it is fertility technologies, letting them control their own fertility.
Sure.
And that I have big faith in that. But – I was going to ask you something. My brain this morning. I'm having the worst time. I took melatonin last night. I was telling Mike, and it's making me sort of groggy.
Yeah,
very weird.
Yeah, melatonin I'm a big fan, but I've noticed this is all anecdotal, just from seeing how different people deal with it.
Yeah,
it varies greatly
in terms of how it affects people. To wipe out.
Yeah,
and to me, it puts me to sleep better than an Ambien.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Doesn't keep me asleep as well.
Well, it only can promise you about 4 to 5 hours.
Exactly. And then I wake up, doing, I'm ready to go and I can't get back to sleep oftentimes. Or I get about 7 hours and then I'm groggy.
Yeah.
So sometimes what I'll do because it's 4 or 5, I'll retake the melatonin and then I'm effed during the day. I'm totally screwed. So today is one of those days. So whatever.
All right.
So tell me more about what you're covering in health and fitness. What's going on in Mikey Lexer?
Well, there's a million. That's a saturated market. You know,
no, I know,
like
but the preoccupation changes.
Yes,
I mean it's so crazy what people worry about and obsess about. It's almost like sports generally, worrying about data and stuff about players.
Well, that's
has a similar kind of feel to it.
Honestly, my biggest motivation for doing it was that I'm a guy through trial and error, through experience. And being an absolute geek about it, I've gotten to a place where I really feel like I do know the answers. And there's so much insane, just an unbelievable amount of erroneous information that people are saturated with. And you see people, men and women, just getting into the gym or just undertaking a diet protocol and obsessing about shit that absolutely doesn't fucking matter. It's you so know, true. And I see it all the time, and I get emails, and I get DMs, and I get fucking tweets all day long of people of a 19-year-old boy whose maximum deadlift is 190 pounds, and he's asking me about working in dynamic movements into his strength training to make sure that he and should I be doing a third day of pause squats and bench presses to help get myself out of the hole? I was like, dude. You're not strong at all. Like,
you're not a strong person.
Yeah, honestly, I see a lot of people who are worrying about interior decorating before they've even built their house.
Right,
and it bothers me.
And by the way, some people are going to build a house that it's a mini house. Not going to be a lot of interior design.
No, and it's not. It's not going to be a lot of interior design.
It's just in your genetics.
It's in your genetics. But at the same time, I do think
you can do the best.
Real fitness, real health. And being,
well, those are two separate issues.
They are, but yeah, I don't think they should be,
yeah.
Because I know you and I both know many people, men and women, young and old, who embody a physique that you would look at and say is healthy
are not
healthy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you know, just 30 years ago, the two were one and the same.
They're not the same.
Pro bodybuilders in the early 80s, they were healthy people. They were healthy. But pro bodybuilders in the early 90s were disgusting messes.
Well, in the 80s, they were still doing plenty of steroids.
They were, but
they were asking me for it at the gym. So
I understand that.
Not the way they did in the 90s.
But trust me, guys who were stepping on stage at the Mr. Olympia in 1983, they're still alive and they look all right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Guys who were stepping on stage in 1993,
yeah.
An overwhelming majority of them are dead.
Yes. And that's pharmacology.
Yeah.
So let me give my own personal example myself as it pertains to health versus fitness. I'm pretty fit.
Yeah.
Maintained it pretty much my whole life. Got prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the whole story. Nothing whatsoever. I have Lynch syndrome. I'm prone to polyps and colon cancer. Nothing I can do about that except screen. And here's where the really rubber hits the road and crosses over with fitness. Lately, and because I had a calcium screen lately, and lo and behold, my calcium score is 0.0 and my vascular health is good. But I have dilatation of my aortic root from all the Valsalva, from weightlifting.
Oh.
So maybe. It might just be genetic. But here we are.
That makes sense.
That's right. So now I'm in a situation with all the usual heavy lifting. I'm like, fitness has caused a health problem. You see how it crosses over? Mm-hmm. And it's not that I've been that excessive either. I'm not taking steroids or anything to do this. I've just liked it. Now I've got to really pay attention to how heavy I'm going to make sure I don't put any excessive transthoracic pressure on my aortic arch, essentially.
Right. But advanced practices oftentimes compromise your health.
And but that's the point.
You need to know that. But that goes in many directions. If you run marathons,
same thing.
Compromising your health.
Yeah, same thing.
If you are a professional power lifter, you're compromising your health. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that jogging and weightlifting.
I'm semi-moderate.
No,
semi.
But you're a guy who's 62?
Yeah,
okay.
61.
Okay. 61 yeah. With 38 years of weightlifting?
Started at 14.
Okay, so you can say I'm not a professional power lifter and you're not a professional bodybuilder. Yes.
But I'm a little excessive.
But what you've done to your body is above advanced levels.
It's excessive, but not really excessive. But it's, again, where this thing crosses over and people need to understand. Same thing on wellness and mental health. That bothers me too.
Yeah.
You pay attention to wellness and you pay attention to your mental health.
Absolutely.
Those are two different things.
Well, that's another big thing a little box I wanted to check off with this podcast is that people don't even take into consideration the fact that they're like, all right, it's January 1st, 2020. I'm going to lose 20 pounds and I'm going to gain some muscle. I'm going to look great. All of that is meaningless. If you're
like
anxiety-ridden, yeah. Depressed, yeah. All you know, it really – and also another big factor that I didn't even necessarily anticipate becoming such a thing.
Underwear, Tommy John. Oh. You have to have Tommy John
Tommy
underwear.
John.
Tommy John doesn't give an F.
No, they don't.
They give three Fs, fabric, fit, and function. Proprietary fabrics that form like nothing you've ever worn before. Yes, Mike?
That's right.
Yes. No wedgie guarantee. Comfortable stay-put waistband.
No wedgie!
Luxurious soft feather, light moisture, wicking, breathable fabrics designed to move with you. No bunching, no riding up. And if you do not love your first pair, get a full refund with their best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. And guess what? No one ever gets the money back because it is the best pair they've ever worn. You can shop in over 1,200 retail stores across the country, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. Give three Fs. fabric, fit, and function, and upgrade your underwear. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. And what do you got to lose? Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Right, Matt?
Absolutely.
That's right. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/ADS.
So finish that thought.
Well, I didn't necessarily anticipate this being such a big factor of my new podcast, Mikey Likes You. But addiction and recovery has become an essential component mm-hmm. to it. And I didn't realize, I guess I did with Loveline, you got so many calls and it started, you started to see the kind of the sea change.
Well, but but that's the thing about Loveline. You'd have a real time assessment of what's going on out there. And guess what's going on? Drugs and alcohol going
right.
on. So, okay.
But people need to, I mean, essentially everybody, whether it's directly or it's a loved one, is affected by addiction in 2020
yeah.
America.
Yeah.
And so to not assume
the death rate is out of effing control.
Right.
If the coronavirus were killing and flu were killing as many people as opiates, people would be running in the street screaming.
It's true. Well, and that the point I always make is, granted, gun violence is serious, and anyone getting shot and killed is a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be realistic. The overwhelming majority of us are never, ever, ever going to be affected by gun violence. It's just not realistic. It's not science. It's not true. But the media, every single day, mm-hmm. we are covering gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
We are all, every single person listening to this, you and I both, are going to be affected by addiction greatly. Mm-hmm. That is a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we don't talk about it as if it is that big of a problem, mm-hmm. you know? So
yeah. The press is a distorted cesspool. How about that?
Well, you know what? I got to cut the press some slack.
I won't.
Because you're right. They are definitely exploitive at times. They are opportunistic
mm-hmm.
more so than they are
they're not doing
measured.
Their job.
But at the same time, Drew, it is a business.
I understand
and,
that.
And
they then abandon the professional status. Abandon the idea that journalist is the fifth arm of the government. Abandon the idea that
they've done that.
No, they've not. They always claim it when people come back at them. We have journalistic integrity. Abandon that. Then, okay, have at it. You're a business. Go.
I think
it's a free for all.
I think that, you know, say like the New York Times is still under that.
Well, look, you know, it's funny
facade.
You would say, but listen what's happening at the. Listen what's happening in New York Times is here's an article in the New York Times this morning. Is that New York Times becoming a monopoly because mm. they are the last bastion of something like journalism, and they have more digital subscribers than the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and 250 local Gannett papers combined.
Jesus.
Yeah, and all their former competitors are now working for them, which I think is kind of good. And of course, like any business cycle, that will mean opportunity for other journalists or other newspapers later. But for now, it's going to be a little bit of a monopoly. And I'm cool with that. They have standards.
Yeah.
They have standards. Now, they're biased, but they have standards. Hey, remember I promised you that Life magazine spot? Life serial spot?
Yeah.
Here it is.
All right.
Now, you tell me how you react to it. It's kind of interesting. It's not as gender nonspecific as it registered in my head. Here it is.
Hello again, Mikey.
Mikey. So you expect a boy, right? Mikey.
Hello again, Mikey.
Life, she won't eat anything healthy.
She likes it.
Well, and then it's a girl.
Like
so a little.
Mikey likes it.
So they're playing with the topic, right? At first, she kind of looks like a little boy, and then boom, it's a girl.
Yeah. I mean, Mikey is a I know some little girls named Mikey. I mean, it is.
No, I'm not saying it's not. But look, for my entire adolescent to young adult years, Mikey was the kid, the boy with the freckles on the Life cereal commercial, and they're playing with that. I get it. It's good. It's fine. But just. You know, it's interesting.
That shit, for the most part, is very meaningless. And
Watch it.
Where, like, I'm a big believer that we should push to get equality for African Americans, for black. I mean, for African Americans, for women,
equity.
for homosexuals, for lesbians, for whatever,
of
trans.
Course.
I'm a big believer in it. I really do think
that if you're talking to the segment of this country that is still reticent to kind of get on board, the worst thing you can do is make a big deal out of manholes being named manholes. The worst thing you can do is make a big deal out of Latino and Latina and calling it Latinx and making it like because that stuff is it's fucking meaningless. Making sure that
horse is out of the barn.
Making sure that you say Latinx instead of Latino or Latina.
Mm-hmm.
Literally zero Hispanic people are affected by that. Zero Hispanic people are positively affected by that. Making sure that that some city calls their manholes people holes. Literally zero women are having their lives benefited by that.
Yeah.
You know, but it fatigues the people who you want to kind of get on board with you.
Right. So Adam always says it's about controlling the narrative. Control the narrative, then you control the politics and control everything.
Right.
And you know, that's sort of what's been happening. But there is a bit of a pushback going on, it seems like.
Even there is.
My daughter and I are writing a book on consent right now, and we were looking at gender identity.
I'm a big fan.
Of consent?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
I'm a big
I appreciate
fan,
that. I'm glad. I think Rudy is too. He's learning.
Oh, he's learning.
Yeah.
At least that, from what we understand before the show.
Yeah, I'll maybe
get a
bring
conversation.
Him in. Maybe
with
we'll
you,
bring
yeah.
him in. Bring him in at some point, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
But we started looking at gender identity role, titles.
Yeah.
Got about 50 of them.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And it got confusing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't keep track of them.
And it's not real, and it's all about control, and it has nothing to do with.
And same thing with sexual identity too. Got a bunch of them there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And it was really extremely challenging.
You're straight, you're gay, you're bi.
Oh, man.
The end.
It goes way, way beyond that into, you know, people only attracted to gender fluid, non-binary types, or sometimes only attracted to them, but also
I'll throw in a fourth category. Prefer not to comment. That's all there should be. Same with sexual identity, with gender identity. Male, female, prefer not to say.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's America. We should respect prefer not to say.
Well, how about prefer to say? I'll let you know. But I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'd rather not comment right now. That should be the coverall for
I like
because
to let you know.
I do believe that there is a place beyond man and woman, and this is America, and you should be free to
do whatever
to be in that space.
Yeah, yeah.
But to say that there's 70 different terms to get there, fuck you.
Yeah.
And all that does again is
alienate people.
Fatigue and anger the people that you're trying to get on board with.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me first tell you about 8 Sleep, everybody. Research shows how important sleep is on energy, physical performance, overall health. Sleep is fitness. We and I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that. If you toss and turn, maybe you're too hot like Carol or too cold like me. Sleeping at your ideal temperature helps you sleep longer. I slept on the 8 Sleep Pod. It automatically adjusts temperature for the deepest, most comfortable sleep. It's extraordinary. Even has a thermal alarm to heat or cool the bed so you wake up naturally instead of a noisy auditory alarm. You wake up nicely with the change in temperature. And by the way, you get to read the whole thing on your phone. You get to see how your sleep is affected by the 8 Sleep Pod. 94% of people who sleep on the pod sleep better. And right now we have $150 off and free shipping at 8 Sleep. It's EIGHT, 8sleep.com/LOVE. Pay attention to that code. It's different than all our other ones. It is 8sleep.com/LOVE. Again, the pod. Sleep better. Sleep is fitness. 8sleep.com/LOVE.
It's I did a breakdown of the 4 factors that really affect fat loss.
Yeah.
And one is environment. Your environment. If you're going to the office every day and the guy sitting next to you or the gal sitting next to you has a different box of chocolates or donuts every day, or you have kids that you feed them nothing but sugar and macaroni and cheese, your environment really affects your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is stress. People don't factor that in. If your fucking wife's on your case and you're angry and your boss is really giving you shit, that makes your choices and the food that you eat so much different.
Well, it's weird because it's you know, Freud used to always talk about the fact that we had a limited amount of psychic energy.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that psychic energy has to get put towards suppressing a dominant impulse.
Right.
I want a donut, and then making a different choice. If your frontal lobe is tied up upset and you know, releasing energy towards your boss and your coworkers, it's not available to suppress that donut.
Right.
You're going for the donut. Also, you want the gratification too.
Another big factor, and that I was getting into this last spot here, but a huge factor that people don't fucking consider is sleep. You get 8 solid hours of sleep for 3 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Your adherence to a diet is way better than if you're sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night. It's tremendously different. People can't you can't underestimate how big a deal sleep is. And we're all, even people like myself who are really committed to health.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who's still looking at my phone at fucking 11 o'clock at night. And it's like, it's such a dumb thing to do. It's so dumb that I would eat broccoli and lean sirloin all day and then not sleep well.
Right. So here's my version of that. When I was a resident and a medical student, I was profoundly sleep deprived all the time. And I would eat graham crackers, apple juice, and Ensure all
day long. Sounds great.
It's ridiculous.
Sounds real healthy.
Ridiculous.
You must have been shredded.
But that's what I would pass in the halls and in the back rooms and stuff. And I would just grab it and put it in my mouth. I got to feel better.
I was that way with cock in my younger years. I just grab it, put it in my mouth. I didn't know. I didn't think about it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I feel like I should talk to Rudy about this.
What?
Cock? His experience in jail. And,
okay.
And let me. I got a question.
Rudy, come here.
Hi, Rudy. Hey, man. Hey, thanks for coming by.
Well, thought, like, it's like an honor, dog.
To, yeah, you know, you're looking
I'm such
good.
A big fan of, you know, I love you.
Yeah.
But, like, I love Adam, dog. Yeah. So to even be here with all his crazy landflies and, like.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's dope,
nice. I want to bring you in and see how you liked all this. And it's good. And we did a little Instagram. People can look for that later.
That's right.
But here's the thing. Mike and I were talking about sexual identity and all these different names for it now. And tell people the story of what happened to you in prison.
Well, I got locked up in 2003. Yeah. You know, like I was not being the person I should be.
And now you are.
I was living a life, you know, and I'm not like a murderer or nothing but I had stolen a couple cars, you know, and then like, you know, I got into drugs and like I started robbing to feed my habit, you know, so I got my third offense and I was locked up for 11 years. So like I went in thinking, like, I'm not into Pito. I'm not into dick, you know, like, but next thing I know, like, my cellmate, this vato named Trucha, he started to blast my asshole, like real good, you know, like, he would put my face down. Like, he was a big vato, big buff. He'd been in jail for a long time, so he was jacked, big buff. And he put my face down.
So he raped you.
He would blast my asshole.
Yeah. But eventually.
I learned to love it. Okay. I got Stockholm butthole.
Yeah, you got Stockholm butthole. And so my question, Rudy, is what would you call your sexual identity? There's a sexual identity moniker, a name for everything now. And I thought, wow, what is Rudy's sexual identity?
You know what
identity?
I thought about this, fool?
Yeah?
It's my sexual identity, it's all good.
You're all good.
It's all good, dog. Like, pussy.
All good philia.
Pussy, dick, butthole.
I don't know. See, I don't think it'll pass the progressive bar.
I don't give a fuck.
You know
what I'm saying? It passes East Los bar.
No, I get that. And I'm just wondering if we can come up with a good name for...
any port in a storm?
I think it's something specific to trout, which is the translation of Trucha's name.
Trucha,
right?
Like,
yeah.
So it's called a trucha, which means like
trout filly.
I like ladies, but like if a guy's got a nice veiny pito for me, I'm down.
Okay, you're still that way.
Yeah, I'm down like that, fool. You know what I'm saying? Like for the most part, my wife doesn't like it, you know, because it's still cheating.
It's cheating, yeah.
Still cheating.
You got to declare
like,
a major,
in
man.
The back of my head, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm open to it.
Okay.
You
how is like, sad girl, by the way?
Oh, she's good, dog. Yeah. You know, she recently started gaining some of that weight back.
Oh, no.
You know, but she's like healthy weight, fool.
No, I understand, but it scares me what you might do to help her with that. When she gets depressed with her weight, you kind of go to extreme.
I know, but I kept telling her, like, look at the Instagram models.
Yeah.
None of them are skinny minis, fool. You know, like guys like the beefy legs and ass. Mm-hmm. You know, like we like a little bit of, you know, and I'm like into natural chichis. I don't like big fake chichis.
Good.
And so she's real happy. She feels real comfortable and confident.
Oh, good.
You know?
All right.
But I started doing the squats and the hip thrusts.
Ooh. Wow, good for you.
She's getting kind of jacked.
And you still working at Jamba Juice?
Nah, I moved on, fool. Yeah. But no, it's a better life. I work at Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Oh, yeah, you're like your own salesman.
I know. And like people, you know, they trust me. They dig me, fool. You know what I'm saying? So if you're in the market for a rent-a-car, come out to Enterprise in Bellflower, fool, and I'll hook you up, dog. You know, I'll give you a nice camera.
All right, Rudy. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it very much. I'll look for you out in Bellflower. Hey, Rudy's doing good, man.
Good guy.
He is a good guy. He's leading a new life.
They don't drug test it at Enterprise. So he's really happy, you know?
Well, but I don't think anybody's testing cannabis anymore because it's
Drivers, illegal. Like UPS. I talked to my UPS. I'm actually really friendly with like my UPS guy.
Does that include Enterprise doesn't test, though?
No, because you don't drive there.
Well, you drive and go you pick up people.
That's a good point.
Maybe he doesn't do that. Maybe he just doesn't do that part.
He probably works in some type of physical capacity. Such a master.
Oh, he's not selling.
Who knows? I don't know. I've never really talked about it. He gets really good benefits and stuff, so he's happy.
Rudy's awesome.
Yeah.
There aren't that many Rudys around anymore.
That's so not true.
I haven't seen them.
When's the last time?
They're all getting older.
When was the last time you went to a Dodger game and didn't sing the national anthem? When was the last time you actually sat in the stands like a normal person?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay, yes. There's fucking over a million Rudys in this city.
They're like enlightened. They're millennial Rudys.
No, it's a different. No,
it's different.
19-year-old kids aren't Rudys anymore.
No,
they're, like 19-year-old kids aren't cholos. That's for sure.
Right.
No, that's true. No, cholos.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Cholos are 35 and over.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying they're getting older and they're not making new ones.
But that's the same thing as saying like in Huntington Beach, there's no like rock and rollers anymore because all the kids are into fucking DJs and their skinny jeans and shit. You know,
that's true.
Like all the guys who are wearing Vans and Dickie shorts and all that, they're 40. You know, all the guys who are listening to fucking Pennywise.
There's a pretty big distance, though, between the 19-year-old Hispanic in Los Angeles and the 40-year-old.
Yeah, but I will say in the skate world, it's crazy because I live in Venice, so I get to see it firsthand. Like a 16-year-old kid at the skate park dresses like I did in high school. Like that's in.
So it's a throwback.
And he's listening to fucking Black Flag and stuff. So like it's crazy.
The 90s throwback. Well,
yeah.
That makes sense. It's about time for
like baggy. Because baggy clothes is so not in for the last 15, 20 years.
Oh, that's interesting.
You start like kids now have like baggy jeans. Like and like the hipsters are wearing Doc Martens and stuff. It's really crazy.
Well, that is
wild. Really crazy to see. Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you for sitting in for Adam. You're going to sit another couple of shows with us. We appreciate you coming in here. I want to remind everyone about LifeLock, ransomware attacks, which encrypt data on computer, then demand payment in exchange for decryption keys. Think about this. It's a ransomware attack. They put your data, they encrypt it, and then they demand payment in exchange for the decryption key. This is on the rise, everybody. Prospective attackers don't even have to know how to create ransomware. They can simply buy it on the dark web and boom, they're on to you. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft, another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You can miss identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. Good thing there is LifeLock. I mean, we like the convenience of working online. We like the convenience of shopping online. But you need something like LifeLock to protect you. They detect a wide range of identity threats, like, say, your social security number for sale on the dark web. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
And we are still at 3 shows a week. We'll be back on Wednesday. Mike's going to join me the rest of the week. And I remind you about I Survived. The creators of Cold Case Files and PD Stories come to the next great true crime podcast, I Survived. Every week, I Survived presents first-person accounts from people who overcame deadly situations, allowing the survivors to describe the events as they unfolded and how they made it out alive. If you love true crime, you're going to love I Survived. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify's Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, many other podcast apps so you can get new episodes every week. Mike, where are you at?
Where am I at? I'm at Mike Catherwood on Instagram and Twitter. And then at Mikey Likes You One, the number one on Instagram and Twitter, and also the podcast, Mikey Likes You. I encourage everyone to listen.
Check out Dr. Drew After Dark. We're also doing some regular streaming shows, Dose of Dr. Drew. Look for that. And it's all at drdrew.com. Check it out there. We love to have the Corolla family over there. Appreciate it very much. So until next time, this is Dr. Drew on behalf of Adam Corolla. Mike Catherwood sitting in for Adam, saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.